AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Turn off that tap if you live in California. State water regulators have adopted sweeping, unprecedented restrictions on how people, government, and businesses can use water amid the state's ongoing drought.
This drought has been one of the worst in recent memories. And for the first time, the board is taking steps to give each community and each city a mandatory water reduction target, telling them that you must reduce your water use as much as 36%.
AP correspondent Fennett Nearapil. Board officials say they expect dramatic water savings as soon as June. The Senate has adopted a non-binding GOP budget by a nearly party-line 51-48 vote. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's a budget that aims to make government more efficient, more effective, and more accountable to the middle class.
While promising a balanced budget within a decade, it also promises to cut domestic agencies and safety net programs like Medicare and food stamps, carve up transportation spending and student aid, and curb tax breaks for the poor. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid calls it a disaster.
The Republican budget is unfair, it's unbalanced, unwise, and as some have said, it's immoral.
The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the assault on a Texas cartoon contest that featured images of the Prophet Muhammad. Security analyst Sajan Gohel.
It's very significant if they are effectively behind the attack in Garland, Texas, because it is now a statement of intent that they're not just about wanting to carry out plots in Europe. They want to target the U.S. directly as well.
Some experts say IS has a history of asserting involvement in attacks in which it had no operational role. A painting Vincent van Gogh created while briefly working alongside his friend Paul Gauguin in France in 1888 has brought in $66 million at auction in New York. This is AP Radio News. Mike Huckabee declared his presidential candidacy Tuesday, counting on his brand of conservative populism to make his second White House bid more successful than his first. The former Arkansas governor says America has gone wrong.
We've lost our way morally. We've witnessed the slaughter of over 55 million babies in the name of choice, and we are now threatening the foundation of religious liberty by criminalizing Christianity in demanding that we abandon biblical principles of natural marriage.
Tech industry luminaries and friends gathered Tuesday for a memorial service in Palo Alto honoring David Goldberg, a popular business leader whose marriage to Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg made them one of Silicon Valley's most prominent couples. U2's Bono sang before an audience that included Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, film director George Lucas, a host of tech company luminaries, founders, executives, and financiers. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.